I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. And the church sang together, singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure. His joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Sing a little softer now. Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. A little louder now. Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sunday where we focus our attention, in addition to worshiping the Lord, on the power of the Word of God, and especially the ministry of the Gideons. And we're so happy to have Tim Darland with us today. And Tim's suffering a little back trouble, a little leg trouble. He was a little later than I expected. I thought he'd forgotten this, but I understand he's moving. He was moving a little slow. I was going to say, Tim, the only thing that would have made it better is if behind that truck you'd been pulling a backhoe with us this morning, we'd have gone to work right after church. But it's really good. Well, I understand that. It's really good to have everyone, and this call to worship is from the 119th Psalm, especially with its focus upon the Word. The psalmist said, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end." Blessed be the word of the Lord. And with that premise this morning, we begin our time of worship and praise. I'm reading a book that Dorothy had passed on to me from a famous British preacher in London. And he talked about how easy it was to preach, easier than to write his sermons in the book he had preserved. But I was interested, and this was many years ago in a big temple in London. He said, it's easy to preach because of the great worship leaders. We are prepped with 45 minutes of worship before I preach, and ears and hearts are softened to hear the word. So enter into worship this morning and allow the Lord to soften and prepare your heart, fill our hearts with praise. There's so much truth, so much rejoicing. We're glad you're here. Let's celebrate the Lord together today.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I cannot fail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily by the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Savior's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Now, got a little intermission for an instrument change over here.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not like everybody's looking at you.
Hallelujah, by cares and bars have flown all by the way. Jesus in the sky, I'll fly away.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. These are the days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword. Still we are the voices, desert crying, be back be the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. That trumpet call, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. These are the days of the harvest, the fields are as white in your world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. That trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Now we'll start out a little slow, a little quiet on this, and we'll build up as we go.
There's no God like Jehovah, there's no God like Jehovah, there's no God like Jehovah, there's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah, 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 there's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah, 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 there's no God like Jehovah. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. that trumpet call. Lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. That trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. For out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. And out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Father, we thank you and praise you for your goodness, your greatness. And we certainly thank you, Father, for the gift of music. Songs, lyrics, and music that lifts our soul. Thank you that you're the creator. When we sing, Father, we're reminded that you're the one who creates within us a song. You inspire the writers. You inspire the musicians. You have orchestrated all of your creation to give you praise. And we thank you for gifting your people with the gift that they might bless you. And Father, what a wonder and what a privilege to know that when we bless your name, we are blessed more. We are enriched. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful design on how we should live and the blessings that you bestow. May we humbly and forever be grateful and praise and honor you. Thank you, Father, for this day, the day you have made, the day that we can rejoice and be glad. We thank you that you're the one who lifts our burdens. You're the one who gives direction to our lives. You're the one who can help us through the hard times. You are the answer to our issues and questions in life. Father, help us to see that. Forgive us of our pride when we think we know best, and cause us to grow in our trust in you. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. If you would, I know that sometimes we have a hard time keeping up with everything that's going on, different announcements and activities, and we do our best to keep everybody informed and on the same page, but if you would just look down through these brief announcements here in our bulletin for today, the things that are going on during the week and other opportunities. Upcoming next month, for our community, you notice at the bottom of the page on Thursday, May 3rd, is the National Day of Prayer. That'll be in front of the Judicial Center. And then on May 12th, there is the 10th anniversary of the March for Transformation. That gathering will be from 10 a.m. to noon on Main Street. These events will also be included on our May calendar when it comes out next week. But just wanted to call your attention to those things. And next Sunday is the fifth Sunday, and in our staff meeting at the beginning of the year, it was noted that we've really been missing those. We haven't done them for a while. A lot of folks have been missing those fifth Sunday potlucks. So next Sunday is the first of this year, and there is a sign-up sheet on the back table for the various foods to bring and to bring enough to feed everyone as well as our guests. And, of course, everyone is welcome. So we just want to call your attention to those things. Also, as a matter of prayer, and we'll have some prayer time here in a moment, Denise Newton's father, David Evans, who suffered a heart attack and also will be facing bypass surgery tomorrow morning at St. Joseph in Lexington. Denise would certainly appreciate our prayers for her dad and for his peace as he anticipates this surgery, and for special intervention from God in the direction of the surgeons and all the medical staff to be just the folks that'll do the best job. So David Evans, we will lift up this morning in our prayers. If you have announcements or prayer, we'll hear from you, and Kent will relieve me of this microphone.
Terry's already announced the potluck next week. There are several empty spaces on our sign-up sheet. It's going back on the back table. If you have any questions, feel free to call me or catch me after church. I think there's a little bit of everything left, so whatever you are comfortable with and like to make, please sign up.
Today is the fourth Sunday of the month, and we always have a service at the Willows. So the new Willows is open, and 2 o'clock, Steve Sleeper is leading a short service. Everyone's invited. If anybody could come, it'd be gratefully appreciated. Usually there's only about 3 or 4 people leading the service, and these people love to sing hymns, so the more voices, the better. So you're invited at 2 o'clock at Willows to do a short 30-minute service for the residents there.
I want to thank you all for your prayers this past week with my dad's biopsy. We have never had a procedure that went as smooth as that did with his recovery time. He came out of anesthesia so easy, and he is not easy coming out of anesthesia, but this was just, it really was miraculous, and we felt the prayers. We were able to see the surgeon this week. It is not a surgery is not an option for Dad. It is stage 3. We go this week to see the oncologist. Thank you, the oncologist, and see what the future holds as far as what treatments are available. So I ask that you continue to lift him in prayer and for his salvation.
I want to pick up on Vance's announcement about the nursing home services at the Willows. We were just talking briefly Wednesday night. I'd like to consider and kind of plant this seed in everybody's mind. Maybe our church could get a team to take one of those Sundays once a month. It would be a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. I will talk with Vance and with our leadership team here at church about how we can do that. I remember when I first moved to this community down at the Ebenezer Church at the nursing home out on Harrodsburg Road, that was a regular thing, and we really look forward to it. If you've never been involved in nursing home ministry, I know Robbie had a testimony about going down to up to Lawrenceburg and what a touching thing that was. Please consider that maybe one Sunday a month after church. Services are what time out there they're doing? 2 o'clock. And so we'll try to coordinate that, and it'd be nice if we could get some help with that. And if that's something you could be involved in, please let me know. Debbie, do you have something to share?
I was just going to say, it can be any time of the day, because like New Providence does it at 9:30 in the morning on Sunday.
Right.
And then Sunday morning, so it can be anytime of the day. It's just that it can be flexible over at the Willows.
So we'll work on that, but if that... we can find some time that's convenient to them and convenient to the folks here who would like to do that. Please put that seed in your mind to think about and pray about if you'd be involved. Well, I think we have one birthday. Seemed like every time a birthday comes up in March or April, and especially in June, it's somebody in our family. Happy birthday on Thursday to Sarah Harley, who will also be graduating from the University of Kentucky on May the 4th, finally. So congratulations. When I first went to the Ebenezer Church and all our kids were small, I said, you know, we came here and attendance increased by 20%. They thought I was bragging. No, I was just stating the fact that our family had added that much to it, so it's sort of that way. Any other things that we want to cover before we can? Oh, her birthday is... You can tell this family's real org. Yeah, Thursday's the 26th. Her birthday. So we do have it right. Would you all forgive us while we have his family conference here? Okay, today is the 22nd. Monday will be the 23rd. Y'all can count on from there. Well, happy birthday to Sarah. Anybody else having a birthday today or this week? We're so glad you're with us. You know, it's really a wonderful thing to be a part of the family of God and just enjoy being his children. You know, I was thinking this morning, we pick on Robbie. He couldn't get untangled from the banjo. But somehow, God has a way of keeping us all humble. And it's not about pretense. It's about being real. And sometimes being real is just letting little things happen right when you just soon they didn't. And God can keep you humble. Because there's that constant reminder that he's God and we are not. He is our creator. We are his creatures. And in this age of increasing humanism where man is exalted and man is exalted and man can do anything, we still depend on the Almighty God who created us, who loved us, and who redeemed us. Praise be to his name. We're going to have time to pray. And we mentioned Denise's dad, of course, Debbie's dad. These are high on our list right now, but there may be other folks. So as we bow together in prayer, if there's a prayer on your heart or a name you want to just mention out loud in the hearing of the congregation, of course, always tuned in by the ears of the Lord, let's use this opportunity in these next few minutes to do just that. Would you join me in this little simple chorus that we all know that speaks of God's goodness and his prayer answering ability? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good, He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so, He's so good to me. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Rock will ask the worship team to, Peggy's going to do a special, the children, just before the children are dismissed, Peggy's going to sign a song for us today. Would you come and do that?
Thank you. dismiss our children. It's time for children's church.
And I'd ask the worship team to come back to the front, please. This first song we're going to do is a song we've been trying to do for y'all since Easter and just couldn't work it in. So you can be seated as we teach you this song. It's a song other churches were singing several years ago, and we just now discovered it's called In Christ Alone. Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. I see most of y'all singing this, most of you know this. Ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns and calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns and calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Stand with me in the power of Christ this morning. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith, and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. draw me near, near, near her blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single heart that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer, I lift thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, near, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. The Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. Didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ my King. What a wonderful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, You silence the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.